Hello everybody and welcome to your favorite show Bollywood This Week, and I'm your host Shashi. In this episode we are going to preview the movies released on this Friday, current status at box office and music review of the forthcoming film Jaane Man. So let's begin the show with hot and happening news. Katrina's skirt controversy. Katrina Kaif was once upon a time a bad girl when she did all those cleavage show in Kaiser Gustav's Boom. Thereafter, she got linked up with bad boy Salman Khan. And now, she came up with another controversy. The filming of a sequence for Namaste London, which featured actress Katrina Kaif wearing a short dress inside Khwaja Mainuddin Christie's Dargah, has created uproar among Khadims and the Shrine Administration. Eyebrows were raised when Katrina, clad in knee-length skirt, entered the tomb along with actor Rishi Kapoor on Monday and offered a chador at the Sufi Saint's Dargah for a scene in the film. Though the actor wore a full-length skirt inside the shrine, the sight of her bare ankles caused a furor among devotees. However, Dargah officials or Khadims haven't raised any objection, saying the controversy was created by the media. According to tradition, women offering prayers in the shrine must have their head, hands and legs covered. Katrina plays an NRI based in London who has forgotten Indian customs and adopted the Western ways. Devotees objected to Katrina wearing Western outfits which didn't cover her legs completely inside the shrine at a time when large number of people were offering their prayers. Now more news about SRK's Dawn. Advance booking for Dawn opened from 5th October. In an unprecedented move, the production team of Dawn the Chase Begin has announced that advance booking for the movie will begin from 5th October. This is unheard in Bollywood, as no one has ever opened the booking counters 20 days prior to the release. But I guess when you have King Khan as Dawn, a little overconfidence is justified. Neha Dupia in a Hollywood commercial. Neha Dupia has just completed work on a high-profile US television commercial for a new line of luxury skin care products. The commercial was shot over several days in Beverly Hills and features glamorous shots of Indian beauty Neha, showcasing her stunning looks in glitzy world of Hollywood. The commercial was directed by Tim Newton, who is known as one of the most innovative and creative directors working in television today. Rang De Basanti to compete in 8 categories at Oscars. The movie that became a movement in India, Rang De Basanti, is all set to do the same at the 79th Annual Academy Awards to be held in February 2007 in Los Angeles. The film will be competing in a total of 8 categories at the awards. Besides being India's official nomination in the category of Best Foreign Language Film, the film will compete in 7 other categories including Best Film Direction, Cinematography, Screenplay, Editing, Art Direction and Sound Design. There is only one official entry per country in the coveted foreign language film category, and Rang De Basanti is the official one. Outside of that, we have also applied in 7 mainland categories, but our focus will remain in the foreign language category, said Ronnie Screwvala, CEO of UTV and producer of Rang De Basanti. When asked about recent reports of Lagerohan Munnabai also sending in an application, he clarified, "Firstly, in the foreign language category, no other film can apply from India. Therefore, Rang De Basanti will not be competing with any other Indian film. Secondly, it is true that any film can apply in the mainland category, but then you are up against all the Hollywood majors, where we too have applications in 7 such categories." Vidhu Vinod Chopra's Eklavya will be released in February. Vidhu Vinod Chopra has now a super successful hat-trick in the form of Munnabhai MBBS, Parinita and Lagerohan Munnabhai. Now is the time for him to come up with a blockbuster himself, and that seems just a little distance away in the form of Eklavya, The Royal Guard. Its theatrical promo has caused a stir, and no wonder the film is turning into one of the hottest flicks early next year when it arrives on February 9th. Earlier titled Yagna, the film was slated for a January 26th release, but now has been delayed a couple of weeks. Shot in a major way in Rajasthan, the film is produced and directed by Vidhu Vinod Chopra and has his now famous team of music director Shantanu Moitra, lyricist Shwanand Kirkire, cinematographer S. Natarajan Subramaniam and art director Nitin Desai. The film stars Amitabh Bachchan as the central protagonist along with Sanjay Dutt, Jockey Shroff, Saif Ali Khan, Vidya Balan, Jimmy Shergill, Raima Sen, Sharmila Tagore and Bomani Rani. Mr. and Mrs. Smith in India. Lead pair of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the real-life couple of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, have arrived in India to shoot for their latest film, A Mighty Heart. The stars are in Pune for the shoot of this film, which is based on American journalist Daniel Pearl, who was killed by Taliban in Afghanistan. Himesh turning an actor. Himesh Reshmiya is a busy man. After making a rocking start to the year 2006 with hits like Humko Diwana Kar Gaye, 36 Chinatown, Aksar, Tom, Dick and Harry, Hera Feri, Chup Chup Ke and Aista Aista, his magic waned a bit in Anthony Kaun Hai, Rocky and Dil Diya Hai. And then he went for a month-long concert tour to US, which are being called as hugely successful. The latest buzz on the man with the cap is that he is all set to make a big announcement. If the rumor mill is to be believed, then Himesh is all set to launch his acting career with an international project backed by super players in the entertainment world. It's being said that Himesh will make a formal announcement before he leaves for his concerts in UK by the end of this month. And now about the films released on this Friday. There is no calm before the storm, with at least 6 films and a documentary vying for screen space this Friday. There is a mad rush before October 20th arrives, though it is quite obvious that 99% of them would hardly find a screen to play, with both Dawn and Janeman coming with record prints. Nevertheless, Zindagi Rocks is the best bet of the week, mainly due to Shahini Ahuja and Sushmita Sen's appearance. Still, the buzz is hardly rocking to give this film a heartening start. Jana Let's Fall in Love and Ikrar by Chance both have some factors in common. They both have newcomers in leads and boost of good music. Out of the two, the former is at least better promoted and may have an edge. Mera Dil Leke Dekho comes without informing at all, and there are hardly any enthusiasts to take the dil. Bhoot Uncle seems like a non-starrer all the way. Seven Islands and a Metro is a documentary film that would find a selective release and even selective audience. Ghafla is a film based on stock markets, and it would be easy to count people on fingers who have even heard of this film. All in all, in spite of spending money on this film, it would be better if you save the money for the forthcoming film Janeman and Dawn. Now let's see the current status of box office. The box office outcome for the flurry of release last week was pretty much as per the expectations. American Blend was the biggest casualty, since it came without any buzz and would disappear without a whimper. Neither was an awareness created about the film, nor did the audience have any clue if the film was in English, Hindi or Hinglish. Result: minimal release and quick exit. For Indian audience, the film had only one known face, Anupam Kher, but even for Kher, this would be disheartening, since just a week back he had an utterly enjoyable Khosla Ka Ghosla to his name. Jai Santoshima and Krishna were never expected to take off even on an average note. It has been repeated time and again that people are saving up their cash on Dawn and Janeman, which makes films like Jai Santoshima and Krishna easiest film to be ignored. Out of the two, Jai Santoshima still has its chances in the future, since it is genuinely well made and hence can anytime make an appearance in a rerun and do well in the DVD circuits. Volami was expected to take a 50-60% start, and the opening weekend saw a similar graph to ensure that this turns out to be yet another safe bet for Vicious Films. The good part is that the script, performances, direction and the music, each of these are the film's plus point that make it a sensitive story to be seen and heard. The bad part is its releasing timing, and if only it would have come at an appropriate time, it would have been a much bigger success than it is today. Now about Lage Raho Munna Bhai. Weekly collections of Lage Raho Munna Bhai from big cities still run in crore, that too in its fourth week. With a mere 35% fall, the movie bagged in another 7.5 crores and now has touched 55 crores. Mumbai continues to be astonishing with 1.5 crore, whereas Delhi too had 1 crore to contribute. With collections of the week gone by looking promising and two more open weeks before Diwali and Eid release arrive, the film is all set to fight it out with Krish at the box office, which is still year's biggest money spinner at 65 crores. Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna has completed 50 days at the box office and should exit with a 47 crore total in the long run. Now let's preview the music of forthcoming film Jaane Man. After a long time, Anu Malik is back with Jaane Man, and he is back with his own style. Jaane Man is surely one of the finest albums from Anu Malik. Jaane Man, starring Salman, Akshay and Preeti, is going to be released on 20th October. The album starts with Humko Maloom Hai. Lyrics of Gulzar are really touchy and in simple words. It is sung by Sonu Nigam and Sadhana Sargam. It's a positive comeback for Sadhana Sargam.
हमको मालूम है इश्क मासूम है दिल से हो जाती है गलतियां
सब्र से इश्क महरूम
मालूम है इश्क मासूम है दिल से हो जाती है गलतियां सब्र से इश्क महरूम है
Janina, it is one of the best tracks from this album. I particularly like Sukhvinder's high-pitched note in this song. Also, beginning tabla beats are awesome. The middle kawali piece is fantastic. Only English words interspersed between song are sometimes look offbeat. I really feel if they use Hindi words, it would be better.
Priya ki judai mein चांद का गुब्बारा है रात को चढ़ाया था दिन में उतारा है बेचारा 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 इश्क का मारा है जाने ना माने के माने ना जाने जमाना पर प्रिया ही जाने ना जाने के जाने ना माने के माने ना जाने जमाना पर प्रिया ही जाने ना मन जाने जाने मन मन जाने जाने मन प्रिया मन जाने ना जाने के जाने ना माने के माने ना जाने जमाना पर प्रिया ही जाने ना
Ajnabi Shahar Hai. The initial tune reminds me of Titanic. Music arrangements are fantastic. It's Sonu Nigam all the way once again.
ये जिंदगी अजीब है, ये मिलती है बिछड़ती है, बिछड़ के फिर से मिलती है।
सौ दर्द है, दिस इज माई फेवरेट सॉन्ग फ्रॉम दिस एल्बम। सौ दर्द है, सौ राहतें, सब मिला दिल नशी, एक तू ही नहीं। Sony has once again proved it. He is the number one singer and he sung this song from the bottom of heart. It definitely touches you. That's all we have for now. Thanks for joining and listening to Bollywood This Week. Don't forget to tune in to the next episode. Until then, this is your own host Shashi signing off. Take care and bye-bye.
दर्द है, सौ राहतें, सब मिला दिल नशीं, एक तू ही नहीं। दर्द है, सौ राहतें, सब मिला दिल नशीं, एक तू ही नहीं।
सूखे पत्ते की तरह शहर की सड़कों पे मैं लावारिस उड़ता हुआ,
सब रास्ते पर तेरी राह नहीं।
एक तो